Wife wanted. Another episode in Wife Wanted. Why did Norman Howard advertise for a wife? Why did he join 8 get-acquainted clubs and call on 18 mystic healers and fortune tellers? That is a gripping problem his most intimate friend, Bob Nolan, is trying to solve. We now find Bob Nolan and his private secretary, Dorothy Allen, in the Howard home looking over the morning mail. Bob Nolan is speaking.
And here are some of the letters received by Norman Howard.
My dear Mr. Howard, let me ease your grief and bring supreme joy to your heart. You talk. You tell me all. I sit and listen. Then I analyze your case as any famous doctor does a patient. I guarantee definite help. Telephone for interview. E. Henry Vonaway, professional listener. Hillside 42AK.
That's a hot one, Dorothy. I wonder what that bird looks like.
Sounds like the goatee, cane, and spats. Here's a good letter, Mr. Nolan.
Let you hear it.
Dear Mr. Howard, I certainly like the way you advertise for a companion. Why be lonely when Polly can show you many new faces and places? My escorts are chummy, neat, and they really take pride in helping lonely people. Why not call me for an interview? Polly Escort Bureau, Maine 224RD.
Not bad. What about that letter from Cleora, Escort Service?
Oh, this one? Oh, I see.
Yes.
Dear Mr. Howard, why advertise for a companion when my glamour girls know the city like an open book and can show you the time of your life? A beautiful blonde or a charming brunette can show you night spots strangers never see. Don't grow old. Live, man, live. Call right now and let me furnish an oomph girl to keep you young. Cleota Escort Service, hallway 489.
Ha, ha. That woman ought to be in the advertising business.
Do men really fall for an ad like that, Mr. Nolan?
Why not? A good way for strangers to see the city, Dorothy. Think I'd better call Cleota. We might save Howard a lot of trouble.
You don't think she could possibly interest Mr. Howard, do you?
Not exactly, but he might do something wrong. Hand me the phone. I'll tell Cleota I am a stranger out for a lark.
Don't you think you'd better change your voice a little?
Not a bad idea. Telephone.
Hello. Pretty girls, new automobiles, go places, see and meet nice people, a jolly time for strangers. Cleota Escort Service.
Donna G, you sure sound good, lady.
Would you want the day or evening service?
Tonight, if you can fix it up for me. What do you charge?
Only $5. Really, the fee means nothing compared to the good time my escorts will show you. You see, I handle over 200 tourists daily.
Gee.
We have been in business 4 years and never had a single complaint. What is your name, please?
Roy Mack. I'm in the mining business down in Arizona, Miss Cleota. I own the Buckhorn claim and just in Hollywood for the weekend.
Oh, yes, Mr. Mack. I remember you now. A friend of mine told me a lot of nice things about you. What kind of trip did you have in mind, Mr.
No, Mack? Don't make much difference. Just so I go places and see things. I want a good look or two.
Well, Mr. Mack, you can feel assured that I have the most fascinating girls in the city. They are young, intelligent, refined, and they dress in the latest style. What time did you want one of the girls?
Well, how late do the girls stay out?
That is entirely up to you. You see, Mr. Mack, they will show you through our beautiful city parks, our fine churches, the YMCA grounds, or even the cemeteries.
Oh, heck, I ain't looking for any tombstones.
I beg your pardon. I was merely telling you we have a girl for every need. How about the Purple Puff Cafe or one of the nightclubs?
Sure, that's what I want. What time do they open?
Oh, about 9 o'clock. But the hot spots don't get going until about midnight.
Which club do you think would suit me?
Well, that depends on what you desire. Some people like the Old Maid's Balloon Dance. Some prefer the Purple Puff.
What?
But a lot of folks spend the whole night in the Hong Kong Hen House. That's a real place. Oh, you'll see plenty, all right. Say, why not come to my studio, Mr. Mack, and meet some of the girls? They're beautiful, gay, oh, but really very lovely.
Boy, oh, boy, you sure sound good. What's your address, Miss Cleota?
We occupy the entire south wing of the Honeybee Court at Mill and K Street. And if you could be here, say, about 10 this evening.
Maybe so.
Just a moment. Pardon me, Mr. Mack.
Sure.
Hello, Dottie. Hello, Marge. My, you look stunning in that new black frock, Marge. A brand new hat, too. Really, you're too adorable for words. Listen, I want you both to be here at 10 o'clock tonight. And Mr. Mack is on the line, and he sounds like easy picking.
Come right in. How do you do? You are Mr. Mack, I presume?
Yep, I got here all right. Gosh, you sure got some power around here.
I'm glad you like it. Mr. Mack, may I present Miss Dottie Moore?
Good evening, Miss Moore.
Good evening.
Miss Moore is from New York. While she's waiting to enter college next month, she is helping us out here. The work also helps to pay her tuition. And this is Miss Marge Hallmark, one of the most charming extras in the movies. Marge knows every hot spot in the city.
Hi, big boy. Well, what's on your chest?
Any of the gambling ships open, Miss Marge?
Sure. The Royal Casino, a floating palace on the ocean about 5 miles out. Would you like to go?
You're talking my language, Miss Marge. Let's get going right now. Come on. Ain't there some ship around here?
It's the biggest boat on the ocean. A lot of digs been trying to close her up, but she's still wide open. Say, Hyde Parker, how about a Hollywood fizz?
Oh, I'm taking a fizz any old time.
Say, listen, Tony. I'm drinking tea, understand? Put a bug in here.
Okay, I got you, babe.
Well, here's looking, Mort. One on you. Boy, that sure hit the spot. Fill her up, Tony. One of them. Come on. Boy, oh boy. Say, Marge, this thing around here makes me think I'm down in Arizona with a gold mine.
Oh, are you in the mining business?
Who, me? Mm-hmm. Hey, cutie, I got gold nuggets down there big as a football.
Oh.
Folks call me Rockefeller.
Gee, big boy. How about taking me to Arizona sometime?
Sure, honey. Why not? Hey, Marge, I kind of feel kind of sick.
Oh.
Where are you, Marge? You can't...
Here. Oh, I'm right here. Oh, no, you're
say,
right.
Come Marge, on. What the deuce, Emmett? Marge.
Come on.
Marge.
Come on, come here. Marge will take
Marge.
Care of you all.
Marge.
Got him like a lump of lead. The old boy needs an escort, all right. Gee, he's got plenty of dough, too. Tens, twenties, fifties. Oh, boy, some luck for me. Better get going before he wakes up.
Drop that wallet, Marge. Drop it.
Oh.
You thought I was dead to the world, didn't you? Arizona mining men don't pass out with a pocket full of dough. Give me that wallet.
Oh, yes. All right, mister, but... Oh, don't point that gun at me. You see, I was only trying to save you from being robbed.
No high-binding alibi, Marge. I know you're a game. Now, I want the lowdown on Cleota.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
About time you were learning. Start talking. Talk, you understand?
I don't know what to say.
How much money do the Cleota girls get when they pull a stunt like this? Come on.
Oh, we split 50-50.
I thought so. Tell me, Marge, what were you doing before you got into this game?
Well... I was working in a bakery in Minnesota, and I read a want ad one day.
What kind of ad?
Well, a man was offering to teach me to be a movie star. And I was to get a good job when I got to California.
Oh, I see. And what happened when you came to Hollywood?
Well, I soon found out a girl can't learn to act by mail.
And then what?
Well, I worked a while in a tailor shop. But gee, I got tired of taking insults, and I quit that job.
All right, go on.
I worked as a car hop next, and then I was let out. Oh, I tried everywhere to get a job, but I couldn't find work. Finally, I got dead broke. And when I
I read the escort ad, but I went to see Cleota.
Mm-hmm. And if you hadn't read that want ad, Marge, you wouldn't be here.
Oh, I know that, mister. Oh, I can't tell you the rest. I can't. What chance of a girl?
Right. That's all right, Marge.
Don't you see?
I
understand. Was broke and hungry.
I understand.
I had to live.
Yes. Listen, Marge. The world is full of opportunity for people who really want to work.
Well, I tell you, mister, I tried as hard to find work as any girl ever did. Why, I walked from place to place until my feet were blistered. When I did find a job open, it was something I couldn't take.
I know exactly what you mean, Marge. You had a dream of being a movie star, didn't you?
Yes, I had, but, well, not anymore.
You're not really happy at what you're doing, are you?
Why, of course not. Who could be happy? All the time trying to trick someone. Always afraid. Oh, luck is against everything I do.
Yes, yes, I see. Listen, Marge, every now and then, Marge, as I tell you, someone becomes famous overnight and people call it luck. But let me tell you, anyone who reaches the top in any line of work, Marge, does not get there by luck. They work, they study, they plan, and they think. And when opportunity comes, they are prepared to step right down and do the job. Come, Marge. You are going with me.
Oh, please, mister. I've never been arrested before. Oh, won't
That's
you
right.
please let me go
now,
this time?
Calm yourself.
I'm not a bad girl.
I know you're not. I know you're not. I believe you, Marge. My real name is Bob Nolan, a friend of Norman Howard. And if Howard were here, he would help you. You deserve help, Marge. That is exactly what we will do. Help you until you find a good, worthy job. Is that fair?
Oh, yes. Well, that's more than fair. More than I deserve. I will make good. I will make good.
Come on.
Remember, each episode of Wife Wanted was created from real letters and events, yet all names we use are fictitious, and any similarity in names with any person living or dead is purely coincidental. In our ensuing programs, you will hear a story of a banker, clerk, housewife, minister, maid, and movie star. Stories dealing with modern life in the homes of those who fail and those who succeed. Don't miss the next episode of Wife Wanted, written and produced by Robert E. Callahan.